it's very important for us to recognize that because the church is an open society, anybody can come into the church. You can have people drifting into the church. You can have people expressing needs. You can have people seeking out the help of the pastors. You can have people saying, yes, I need the Lord Jesus as Savior, and going through all the motions without the necessary change happening in their lives. And that is why so many people today talk about hypocrisy in the church, because very often these people are not converted. And often my wife Beulah and I have had to deal, for instance, with married couples where the one person, say the wife, can't understand her husband's behavior because he's so involved in the church and he's so involved in the life of the church, and he even serves on the church council or the church board or some other activity of the church. But when he's at home, he's like a monster and he does everything that is wrong. You know, she's saying he is a Christian and you can't actually teach him anything because he knows the Bible from back to front. And I always say, well, he needs to learn the Bible from front to back. That's what he needs to do, is to learn the true message of the Bible, because the truth is, no matter how involved he may be, if he's acting in that way, he's not a Christian. And that's always the first thing we should be asking of people who let us down, or people who turn their backs on the Lord, or people who behave in an inconsistent manner. Are they truly Christians or are they not Christians? Because it's possible to have a false conversion. And so we need to also ask ourselves that question all the time. Are we truly converted? You know, every day that we get up, every morning that we get up, we ought to repent afresh. Say, Lord, this morning I repent and put my faith and trust in you. This morning I want to live as your child. And I pray that you'll give me the strength to do so today and to make the right decisions to live as a Christian today. We've got to be a Christian every day, repent every day, and be a Christian every day of our lives. And not just a one-off kind of thing that happened when I was young or some years ago, but today, freshly I'm committed to the Lord Jesus Christ. Don't ever be caught out with a false conversion, dear friends. That means that you can say all the things, you can sing the creed, you can say amen to the prayers, but what goes on in your heart and what goes on in your private life is completely at variance with the gospel. That's a false conversion, and you will not get into heaven with a false conversion.